I want to just do Perek Aleph of Tanya very briefly again. If you remember, the Alter Rebbe quotes this book, Sefer Shel Bein Onim, and in Perek Aleph, he begins the conversation to define what a Bein Oni is. The way he begins Perek Aleph is with this Gemara in Nidah that says when the baby is in utero, they have Shavuas that the baby has to take, and there are two parts of the Shavua. Part one, we understand, be a tzaddik, be righteous, got it. But part two is, even if everyone tells you that you're a tzaddik, you should view yourself as a rasha. So on one level, that's a great, that's amazing, like be humble, right? That's really important. However, the Alter Rebbe, and this is, I think, a very fundamental Hasidish idea, he asks two questions. One question is textual. What do you mean? The Mishnah says you shouldn't alti rasha b'nei atzmacha, like don't view yourself like a rasha. But then he asks like a more fundamental question. If the individual, if he or she views themselves like a rasha, so then they're going to be yera levavo. The person's going to be sad via atzev, and you won't be able to serve the Ribbono Shel and the pasuk that we learned, that we learned in Kisavo, Tachas Hashalavat Hashem Elkecha B'Simcha. That means, like on a fundamental level, Hasidim believe that you can't serve the Ribbono Shel when you're sad. And I think like we've all experienced this on some level, no? I'm probably not the only person who has gone through some sort of bout of depression in life, like 99.17% of humans, or maybe more. And like we all know that like our Avodas Hashem suffers at that time. So the Alter Rebbe is saying it cannot possibly mean that you should view yourself like a Rasha. That can't be, because then you won't serve Hashem properly. So then the Alter Rebbe goes on to define that there are five different categories. There's Tzadik V'Tovlo, Tzadik V'Ralo, Beinoni, Rasha V'Tovlo, Rasha V'Ralo. Right now, these categories are defined in the Gemara that tzaddik v'tovel is a tzaddik gamur, etc. What that basically means in Alter Rebbe world is that both a tzaddik in all of its forms and a benoni never did an aveira. If you ever did an aveira, or if you did an aveira and did not do tshuva on that aveira, right? Getting towards Rosh Hashanah. Then when you didn't do Chuvana Aveira, you are a Rasha. And the Alter Rebbe has like a striking line where he writes, Kol Shekein, it's like two lines before the bottom of this page, Kol Shekein v'kavachom b'mevata eza mitzis asei shef shalom l'kaima. You're a Rasha if you didn't have Aveira. Kol Shekein if you didn't do a mitzis asei. Like if you had Bittul Torah, so then you are by definition of Rasha. And the Gemara says that Rabba said that, like, maybe I'm not even a Beinoni. Right? What that means, says the Alter Rebbe, is if you did an Aveira, or even if you had an opportunity to do a mitzvah and you didn't do it, you, by definition, are a Rasha. So therefore, and the Alter Rebbe will have to develop this idea further, therefore, tzaddik has to mean that not only did the person never do an Aveira, but the person never had taivas for an Aveira. Not only that, but in Hasidic thought, he's going to get the idea that the tzaddik never even had taiva for tanuge olam hazeh. Right? You never wanted to enjoy, I don't know, a good sandwich, a good salad. Right? You never wanted to enjoy things in the world. Obviously, you have to keep yourself going. But the idea is that the tzaddik, effectively, the tzaddik v'tovlo does not have any yetzahara. The tzaddik v'ralo, the yetzahara is always kafuf to the yetzer tov. So yetzahara never raises its head. The beinoni has engage the Yetzer Hara in the sense that the Beinoni has desires and succumbs to enjoy pleasures of this world. Now this, by the way, when you begin to think about it, this sounds like the opposite of Hasidus. right, we think that like the Litvaks are the sad people, and you know the Litvaks want to like be like Reb Steinman, like the man that like eat mamish like one olive for like a Shabbos seuda. When we think like Chassidim, in the sense of Chassidish Rebbes, they wore like their golden slippers, right? The original Rebbe. Apparently, Chassidus in Tanya is that you should have no desire for the pleasures of the world. We will have to develop this idea very much. So that is what the Alter Rebbe defines as a tzaddik. And he says that, therefore, we can understand when the Medrash says that the Rebbe Nisham saw there are very few tzaddikim, so he threw them out, like Ra'a v'shaslon b'chol dar v'dar, Kodesh Baruch Hu, like planted tzaddikim in every generation. There are not that many tzaddikim. Because a tzaddik is a person who doesn't really have the Yetzer Hara. The Gemara says, and like Rosh Hashanah, we're going to daven that we should be inscribed in the book of tzaddikim, etc. That just means the borrowed term for a tzaddik. That's like what he calls a shem hamushal. Right? When the Gemara says that a beinoni is machza zechuyos machza averos, that's like a borrowed term. That means, say, in terms of the din, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges us. But on a fundamental level, a beinoni never did an avera. That is the first page and a half of Tanya. And then he develops this idea further, and he begins to get into it, and he says that every Jew, yeah, let's pick up, there's like two dots towards the end of Perek Aleph. Ach beyar ha'inyan, api mashikas Reb Chaim Vital and Shav HaKedusha. Dilcho ish Yisrael, echad tzadik, echad rasha, yesh tei neshamos. Tichsivu neshamos ani asisi. Every Jew has two different neshamas. Shehem shtei nefashos, nefesh echad mitzad haklipa v'sitra achra, right? One nefesh is what I would say is like the physical nefesh. It's the blood that keeps your soul alive. Nefesh habasar bedamhi. And from that nefesh, the physical nefesh, from that nefesh, the physical nefesh, the nefesh bahami, comes all of the bad midos, dahainu, kas, all the bad midos that come from the four yesodas, right? This comes straight out of Galen. Galen believed that there are four elements. Galen is a Greek philosopher. There are four elements. The four elements are fire, water, wind, and dirt. So fire, esh, leads to chaos and gaiva. Eish rises up from bottom up. Right? That's if you ever saw fire, it goes up. Chaos and gaiva come from eish. Gaiva, I understand, right? That you are really not so great and you think of yourself as being greater than you actually are. Chaos is often an outgrowth of gaiva. I get angry or I rage because I feel that the kavod that should be coming to me doesn't come. That's kas. Taiva and ta'anugim is from mayim, ki hamayim matzmichim kol minei ta'anug. Water makes stuff grow, stuff that gives you pleasure. So desire for the pleasures of this world comes from mayim. Cholulos and leitzonos. Again, these are the four bad midos. Kas gaiva, right? Enjoyment of this world. That comes from water. The third element is ruach. Ruach is stuff that's just, there's no substance to it. So cholulos and leitzonos and hisparos, right? Priding yourself in something that you don't have. That's different than gaiva, right? Gaiva is that you view yourself as being better than you actually are. Hisparos is just like showing off. Right, like posting on social media. Right, social media is like the worst thing in terms of developing a good religious sensitive personality. Like joking around, that comes from ruach. Right, leitzonos, holulos, that comes from ruach. And atzlus and atzvus, sadness and depression is from afar, because that makes us like dirt. It's low down. Now the midos tovos also come from these four also come, excuse me, from the nefesh in the physical sense, which is the dam. For Jews, this nefesh comes from what's called klipas noga, which has tov in it. That is called the sod of Eitz Hadas Tovera. Effectively, by Jews, the nefesh that is physical can be used for good or for bad. Klal Yisrael has the ability to take these midos, that are midos ra'os, that come from Eish and Mayim, etc., and we can use them in proper ways. Gaiva and Kas also can be proper. Right? All of these midos can be used properly, and in that case, they become mitzvos rather than averos, and we'll have to develop this further. The Alter Rebbe concludes this chapter with a line that's very hard for people to understand. He says, "Masha enkein nafshos umos ovde gilulim heimish arklipos tameos she'im bohen tov klal." Okay, Jewish neshamas have good. Goyish neshamas, there is no good at all. Now, this raises large philosophical questions about how conversion is possible. This is obviously something that does not square with our view of the universe. We'll have to discuss it. And in the explanations of the Tanya, they point out that an average non-Jew has a neshama that has no tov, but we have categories of Hasidei Umos HaOlam, whose neshama does have good in it. But effectively, what the Alter Rebbe is saying is that by Goyim, there is no good in their neshama. Any good that they do, the Gemara has an expression, chesed l'umim chatos. Even when they do staka and chesed, they are doing it for the wrong reasons and it ends up being a sin. Right? These ideas will have to be developed, but when I want to understand what a Beinoni is and what a Tzaddik is, you have to recognize that there are two neshamas. There's a neshama that's nishmas al kimima, which we haven't gotten to. Then there's the neshama that keeps our body going. And it's the interplay between these neshamos that makes someone tzaddik, rasha, beinoni. This is the beginning of the conversation. This is one chapter in, and even that we're just scratching the surface. We're good, Chevra? Okay.